This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Early Christians' funerals, they rejoiced at their funerals. Not today like it is now. We've got Christian death all wrong. So we need to be patient in tribulation and strong in the Lord. Revelation 14, 12, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they which keep the commandments of God and keep the faith of Jesus. I don't know what else to say to encourage you over this. I mean, this is just another. I move on from there. Verse 4. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, your election by God. What does that mean? Paul says to the Thessalonians, knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God, meaning that God has chosen them. Salvation is not by happenstance. It is by the divine decree of God. The Lord Jesus told his disciples, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And I ordained you. Now this note comes from my Life Application Study Bible. Says this. It says that God chooses his people forms the basis of the doctrine of election, defined as God's choice of an individual or group for a specific purpose or destiny. The doctrine of election teaches that believers are saved only because of God's grace and mercy, not on their own merit. God does not save anyone because that person deserves to be saved. Rather, he graciously and freely gives salvation to whomever he chooses. No one can influence God's decision. It all happens according to his plan. No one can take pride in or credit for his or her salvation. The doctrine of election runs through the Bible, beginning with God choosing Abraham and his descendants as his special people. Through them, God would fulfill his promise to Abraham, that in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. Listen to what Moses said. This is Deuteronomy 7, 6. He says, you are a holy people of the Lord, your God. The Lord, your God, has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love on you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all peoples. But because the Lord loves you, and because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Likewise, the Lord your God has chosen you for himself as well. God has elected you. I don't understand why people hate that fact of life, number one. God loves you. God has chosen you. God has saved you. God has redeemed you. God has ordained you. Notice who's done all that work. He did it all. Your name's not mentioned, other as being the recipient of all that. God has done all of this work. He loves you. He chose you. He has saved you. He has redeemed you with his own blood. What does that say about what he cares, what he thinks about you? And he's ordained you so that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit might remain. Now, I'm not done. Here's more on this great doctrine. Ephesians 1, 4. How about if we turn there? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. It says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. Notice why he's chosen us. That we should be holy. How are you doing on that? Or without blame. How are you doing on that one? If you can say a hearty amen to that, then you're fulfilling your calling and why he's called you and chosen you. That you should be holy. Holy means what? Set apart from the world. The whole notion of what the word church means. The Greek word for church is ekklesia. The word klesis means to call. Ek means out of. You're the called out ones. This is holy, sanctified, set apart. The world's going this way. I use this example many times. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 2:2 talks about the course of this world. It's like the Nile in April. Overflowing its banks, going this direction. But God's called you out of that. This is my rub with homosexuals that want to join the church. And they insist and demand on joining the church. No, you miss the whole idea of what church is. It's called out ones. You can't keep living in sin, be a member of the church. God's called you out of that. First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. It says, and such were some of you. Not such are some of you. Were some of you. God's called us out of that lifestyle. He has plucked you out of the muck. He set your feet upon a rock. And now you're going this direction. Following Jesus, who says, I am the light of the world. All who follow after me will not walk in darkness. You've missed the whole idea of what church is, if you don't understand that. This is what the word holy means. He commands us, be ye holy, for I am holy. Again, verse 4, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us under the adoption of children, predestined to adoption as children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. You've been chosen by God. You've been predestined by God. You're called to be holy before God, and you're to be blameless before God. Ephesians 1:5 gives us the reason why he did this. The reason? He felt like it. He felt like it. How's that for a reason? He is God, right? According to the good pleasure of his will. God did all this for you because he felt like it. Hallelujah. Now, wait a minute. There's 7.2 billion people in this world. The 0.2 is how many Christians there are. Does that make you happy and rejoice? Your name's written in the book? Amen. You can still have remorse for the 7 billion that aren't, but you can still rejoice that your name's in it. This should bring you great joy. God chose you. Sounds pretty good to me. Romans 8:29, for whom he did foreknow, these he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son. Again, that would be holy. blameless, above reproach, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he's called. These he's called, he's justified. To be justified, God gets his gavel out. Here's your case. Here's, you've received Jesus Christ. As you call upon his name, slams down his gavel, looks at you and says those two words, not guilty. In an official legal court of law, God declares you not guilty. And notice, it's already happened in the past. He's already justified you. Now, knowing your election by God, brethren, what shall we do? Romans 8:31, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? When they come to your job with the gun and say, are there any Christians? If God be for us, who can be against us? You're going to see your God in 1 minute. Let's be like the three in the burning fiery furnace. What did they say? Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us. Then what's the next three words? But if not, we still won't bow down and worship the image that you've set up. God is on your side. God has elected you. One more. The Apostle Peter. The first two verses of his first letter. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God. I love that word. Foreknowledge. Prognosko. Where our word prognosis comes from. What a joke, us using that word, right? What's your prognosis, doctor? What's your prognosis, weatherman? What does he say? 50% chance of rain today. That's the best he can do. But God has known you and chosen you from eternity past. What's God's prognosis? He loves you. God has elected you. How's that for a prognosis?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.